You're listening to the Intuitive Souls Podcast. I am your host, Erica Russo, psychic medium and intuitive development coach. This show is all about giving you the conversations, tools, and wisdom you need to live life the intuitive way. Whether you are waking up, wanting to develop your intuition and connection to spirit, or wanting to live a more magical life, I got you covered. I give you grounded, practical, and insightful content that helps you wake up, level up, and connect with your soul. I'm excited you're here. Let's wake up together. Hey guys, welcome to the Intuitive Souls Podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. I'm really excited that the universe led you here. If you are an OG and you keep coming back, you keep growing, listening, learning to trust your intuition, taking all of these conversations, these tools, these tips, these tricks that I'm sharing with you here and implementing them into your life, you're fucking awesome. Thank you guys for doing that. Thank you guys so much for making this world a much better place. I really, truly appreciate all of the support you guys give me, whether that is on Instagram or the reviews on iTunes. I see every single one and I am just so blown away and so humbled and so incredibly fortunate to have this opportunity to give you this show, to give you the tools and the things that I've learned in my life that have helped me. And I love seeing that it's helping other people. So with that being said, if this show is helping you, if it's giving you those tools, those tips, whatever it is, if it's empowering you, if it's lifting you up, if you can head on over to iTunes and write a review, those reviews allow me to get this podcast to the ears that need to hear it. But before you go ahead and submit, take a photo or a screenshot and send it to me at hello@ericarusso.co, no M, and I am going to send you a thank you gift. Might be a subliminals, it might be a guided meditation, whatever it is, I'm just going to grab it, use my intuition, and send it your way. Again, as a thank you. I know life is busy. I know muggle life is fucking crazy, especially with kids being home from school and everything like that. So I really do appreciate you guys, like for real. Now, I also wanted to just give a little reminder that I would love to give you a gift of a PDF that I have created with my favorite 15 tools and exercises to help you strengthen your intuition. It is filled with a lot of fun activities, a lot of things that I personally use for free as a thank you. You can grab that at my website, www.ericarusso.co, or it's in my link in bio on my Instagram. And my new Instagram handle is Intuitive Lifestyle Co. So be sure to grab that if you are interested in grabbing it. If not, no big deal. It's all good in the hood. So today I wanted to do kind of like, I don't know, this was a hot topic for me the past 2 weeks, and I felt like I wanted to riff off of it. When I see things going on in my everyday life, I always kind of feel that it's the universe telling me, like, you should talk about this. You should, you know, share what you know about this. And the topic of today's conversation is dealing with difficult people. You know, it's there's difficult people out there. Oh my God, there's difficult people. There's going to be people that are never going to see the world like you see it. There's going to be people that are always going to find a problem for every solution. That's just the way the cookie crumbles. And it can be extremely irritating or it can be extremely annoying. I don't know what other words I can, you know, use in this instance that actually like work, but it can really affect us as highly sensitive people, as empaths, but also as people who see the potential in life, who look for the magic in life, who want to live a positive, magical life. So I don't know if it was the portal, the Lionsgate portal on the 8th. I don't know. But for some reason, I was getting
triggered by things that people were saying. And this another thing is that we're going to talk about the difference between boundaries and triggers. So let's go ahead and I'm just going to dive in, guys. Like, let's fucking do this, right? So first and foremost, I've noticed doing this work and working with one-on-one clients that a lot of the times we will mistake our boundaries being pushed as our own personal triggers. And I want to kind of talk about this because it's really super important. So you're going to hear triggers a lot within the spiritual community. It's a buzzword for sure, especially if you are doing your shadow work, you're making your healing a priority. There's triggers, okay? So essentially what a trigger is when somebody does something or says something that happens outside of you happens, and it triggers a change within your emotional state. So that means you were probably at a neutral state, maybe a joy state, whatever the case may be, and then something happens externally, which then shifts your emotional state to a more negative place, okay? This is a trigger. Triggers are things, these are the indications to us that there is something within us that we need to heal, okay? Maybe it's abandonment. Maybe it's our relationship with food. Maybe it's our relationship with men. Maybe it's our relationship with women. I don't know. You know, this is the work that we have to do. When we say do the work and when we talk about shadow work, essentially this is the work that I'm telling you about. It's when you feel triggered, what exactly is it that is being triggered within you? What wound, what trauma is still living in you and still having power over the way you live your life, right? So this is something that is a personal thing, okay? This is a personal wound that we have to take responsibility for and clear it and heal it and work through it, okay? That's a trigger. Now let's talk about boundaries. I love boundaries. I love it in my spiritual work. I love it with my mediumship. I love it with my personal world and everything like that, because without boundaries, there is no such thing as a healthy relationship. Maybe there's people out there that disagree with me, but I truly feel that every single relationship needs to have some sort of boundaries within it in order to create harmony, in order to create fairness and equality within the relationship. And boundaries are things that we put in place where we sit and we decide what we will stand for and what we will not. Okay, this is where we have to take a step back and, you know, we have to look at the relationships we have. We have to look at maybe our work-life balance, everything like that. We have the power to create our own boundaries within our life. That's the great thing about it. You know, if you're an entrepreneur, I love, you know, when I was doing the Magnetic Mentor, I love the fact that I get to create my own schedule. I absolutely love it. It is the best fucking thing in the world. I get to choose the days that I work. I get to choose the evenings that I do circle. This is something that brings me a lot of joy. And it's also something that I have boundaries where I take discovery calls. I'm not going to hop on a call. If I get someone who wants a reading or something along those lines, or if they want to, you know, hop on a discovery call, they have to go through my scheduling, right? And they get to choose a time that I've selected to, you know, go ahead and, you know, book a call with me. That's a boundary, and it's not a bad thing. See what I'm saying? Like, sometimes people get very defensive when we talk about boundaries, but at the end of the day, boundaries can be as simple as, you know, maybe a boundary for you could be you need to finish your first cup of coffee before you do anything for anybody, You know, that could be a boundary that you put in place. So you put your self-care first, you put yourself first, and then you're able to at least be caffeinated, you know, opening the fucking door for the dogs and getting the kids ready for school and getting everything in the house ready. These are just simple things that we put in place for ourselves to have a happy life. You know, I really feel like if we don't have any boundaries, how can we live the life of our dreams? How can we create a life that we are proud of and that we love each and every day? We are the creators of our universe, okay? I don't want to get too much on a tangent with this, but I'm very passionate about boundaries because it wasn't until I created boundaries within my personal life and my business life that I really started feeling much more fulfilled, and that's just the way it goes, right? So anyway, boundaries are things or rules that we put in place that we hope that people respect. We hope that people, you know, honor our boundaries and they respect them and they don't, you know, overstep them or disrespect them in any way. But unfortunately, there are people that do. There are people that they feel triggered for the boundary. They feel like maybe there's a wound within them that brings it up when you put a boundary in place and it kind of sends them on a negative spiral. But boundaries aren't there to keep people out. Boundaries are there to keep relationships cordial, to keep relationships even, to really, it's there for everybody. So here's what I've learned in my life, and maybe this resonates with you, or maybe it does. Either way, I think that it's a very unique approach in looking at this. And this is that when I'm triggered, when something happens outside of me and I become triggered, where my emotional state goes into a negative emotion, okay, it does something within my body. It's like, I don't know how to describe it, but you know when you get pissed off, there's so much energy roaring within your energetic field, and it feels very uncomfortable, okay? That's how I feel when I'm triggered by something. My whole energetic state is just not comfortable. I feel uneasy, and that's just the way it is. I've also noticed that when people push on my boundaries that I have implemented for myself and for my business, it creates a very similar feeling within my energetic field that may feel like a trigger, right? I feel uncomfortable because it took me time to put this boundary in place, and I would hope that people would honor that boundary. So when it's being disrespected, it creates a very similar effect within my energetic system. And I've noticed that working one-on-one with people and working, helping them work through these, you know, just everyday life shit, oftentimes we will mistake our boundaries being pushed with our own triggers. And this is where it's so important to be able to be aware of what's happening when this energetic shift takes place, so we can be like, okay, I don't like the way this feels. Is this something about me? Is this something that I need to heal? What wound is this poking at? Or is this something because you put a boundary in place and the person disrespected the boundary? Right? We have to be aware of this because many, many times I think we get so caught up with thinking that every time we have an emotional upheaval, it's a trigger. It's a trigger, it's a trigger, it's a trigger. And that's not the fucking case, dude. That's not the case. Sometimes it's because we have one, if you guys can, I wish you guys can see like what I'm doing with my hands right now. I have my right hand up flat. That's our boundary. Now, if someone comes and my left hand is now in like a punching mode and they jab on our boundary and it gets a little pushed back, it creates waves within our energetic system that are similar to what we feel when we are triggered. Bam, mic drop, right? So this is something that we have to really be aware of because this is a huge thing. It's a big thing, guys. All right. So when something happens, okay, maybe it's a remark from somebody, maybe it's whatever it is, maybe it's a fight with a significant other, maybe it is whatever it is. When this happens and you become aware of your emotional state going into a negative place, the first thing that you should ask yourself is this me or is this my boundary? Is this me or is this my boundary? Okay. Most of the time, okay, you're going to be able to open up and become aware that, oh wow, this is a trigger that came from a past relationship, or this is a trigger that came from trust issues or something along those lines. But we have to become aware of this shit, guys. We have to call ourselves out on this shit. And if you can't find the wounds, once you're in that coaching where you're taking a step back and you're becoming aware of the situation and you cannot pinpoint what wound this is, then it's a boundary. And you'll soon realize like, oh shit, yeah, that's like a boundary. I don't like when people do this. I don't like when people bring this up in conversation. I don't want to talk about this. Or this is a boundary that I put in place and this person disrespected this boundary. And that's why I feel this way. All right. So let's become aware of those two differences. All right. This is going to be huge because many times, right, if you're on the healing journey, if you are a healer, if you are working through things, you're fucking doing the work. You know what I mean? You got the journals, you got all the shit, you're doing the fucking work. It's very quick for us to go and think that it's us. Think that the reason why we're so triggered is because of our wounds. But if you're constantly working, if you're constantly trying to heal things, if you're not afraid of your own shadow, sometimes it's a boundary. Sometimes it's a boundary, and we have to take responsibility for that. All right. So, with that being said, that we're done with that. Let's talk about difficult people. Let's talk about people that overstep their bounds, that are passive aggressive, that are negative Nancys. These are people that, you know, unfortunately, a lot of the times it's family or it's people that we work with that we really don't have any other option but to have them in our lives. But what I have learned is that, and this is something that I learned from Jay Shetty, actually, a couple years ago, and I liked the way he did this. I don't know if it's exactly what he did, but it's something similar. So you have to look at everybody in your life, and you have to see them as, are they a 10-minute friend, a 3-hour friend, or are they like a weekend friend? Do you have people in your life that like 10 minutes is your absolute max with them? Do you have people that, you know, you get along with and you have a good time with and everything, but unfortunately maybe your values or there's not you have friends. Ah, man, I'm getting tongue-tied over here, guys, if you can't tell. But go ahead and look at everybody in your life and see, is this a 10-minute friend? Is this a 3-hour friend? Is this someone that you enjoy being around for 3 hours and you like having casual conversation? You like, you know, what they have to say. You guys laugh together. Maybe you grew up together. You guys have inside jokes together, but maybe you guys are on two totally different paths, but that's okay because you guys respect one another. And do you have weekend friends? And weekend friends are the friends that you can really sit there all weekend on the couch in your sweats and you can just talk. You can just talk about every little thing and you love hearing what they have to say about it. They don't get defensive. You guys are on the same vibe. Go ahead and look at all of your relationships and see where these relationships lay, right? Because I think every single relationship requires different boundaries. you know, my closest, dearest friends, the ones that I have a soul connection with, you know, they don't have the boundaries that the 10-minute friends who all they do is complain, but I have to be cordial with them because we have, you know, ties within the community together, or maybe our kids or friends or whatever the case may be. They have a different set of boundaries than my weekend friends do, right? So sometimes we're going to notice that there's going to be 10-minute friends that somehow find their way into the 3-hour friend zone. There's going to be 10-minute friends that end up in your weekend friend zone. So if you can really observe the people in your life and see where you can place them, that's amazing. That's going to be the first thing that you can do when it comes to dealing with difficult people. I'm not saying that these people are bad. I'm just saying that they're not, you just don't vibe with them, and that's okay, right? That's all it is. So with that being said, once you become aware of your 10-minute friends, your 3-hour friends, and your weekend friends, you know, sometimes we're going to have to deal with the 10-minute friends for longer than 10 minutes, and they're going to trigger you. They're going to be passive aggressive. They're going to say things that are extremely disrespectful. It is what it is, right? But when this happens, because unfortunately, here's the thing, like, you can be woke as fuck and you can be on the spiritual path. That doesn't fucking mean that everybody else is. That doesn't mean that everybody else is as aware as you. If you're listening to this podcast right now, you are probably like top 10% of all of the world when it comes to emotional intelligence, when it comes to healing, when it comes to basically being woke, right? So what we have to, and this is something that I have to do with a particular person in my life, when I come in contact with them, is first and foremost, just always remember to ground and protect. That's, you know, just a given. Grounding your energy is really going to allow you to be in that awareness zone. You know, I ground and protect every morning, but when I had to go and be with this particular person, I went and I grounded and protected again, right? You can't ground and protect. You can't overload on grounding and protection. Just saying. If you feel like, you know, maybe you ground and protect in the morning and then you're going to a dinner with your family or whatever the case may be at 5 o'clock, go ahead and ground and protect again. Trust me, it's only going to help, right? So that's the biggest thing. But here's another thing. Just because you're grounded and protected doesn't mean that you're not going to get triggered. Ooh, burn. Anyway, so let's talk about what happens when you become triggered. When you become triggered, you're going to feel triggered, period. I don't care, even if it's a trigger for you or if it's a boundary. Now, what happened a couple days ago that I felt like I need to talk about this was essentially somebody that I'm connected with that I have very strong boundaries with because they're just not they're not very respectful towards me and what I do. I had to see them for a couple of hours. So, you know, they said something along the lines that was very rude and condescending as far as my business is concerned. And they started asking things, you know, personal business matter things that they have absolutely nothing. They have nothing nice to say. They just wanted to give their fucking opinion. And this was a boundary. I don't like talking about my business, and I don't like talking about my husband's business, which he has a successful deli that he actually has 4 delis within the area. And he it's growing and it's very successful and everything like that. And I don't like talking about our businesses because nobody has ever done what we do. Nobody has ever done And nobody in my family has ever done what I have done. And nobody has ever, you know, done what my husband has done. Nobody sees the inner workings. Nobody sees how hard it is and everything like that. But, you know, sometimes people want to give their two cents, even though they've never owned a business and grew a business or anything along those lines. And, you know, I kindly asked. I was like, hey, listen, nobody knows what goes on as far as my husband's business is concerned. He has over 50 employees. You know what I mean? Like, we have no idea. And I think that we should just let him do his thing, because obviously he's doing something right, because they continue to grow. And this person continued to put their two cents in. After I kindly asked, let's like dead it. I don't want to talk about it. And they continued and they continued and they continued. And I kept on saying, I don't think we should talk about it. I don't feel comfortable talking about this, because this is not something that even I'm comfortable talking about, because I don't know the inner workings of this business. But everybody wants to fucking give their two cents. Everybody wants to say what people are doing wrong and how they should be doing it, even though nobody has ever done what we do. So this really triggered something within me. I felt very uncomfortable. I felt disrespected. I felt that this person just bulldozes. This person is known to bulldoze boundaries, like, you know, what the fuck ever, like fucking Bob the Builder. But it's this, I had to become aware that this was not a trigger for me. This was not a trigger for me. This was a boundary that this person was bulldozing. And it had the same effect within my energetic system that a trigger would. Okay. So after I had to be with this person for 3 hours, I went home, and the first thing I did was I cut cords, right? We have to remember that everybody is made up of energy, and even if you are having a connection with someone via Zoom or one-on-one or whatever, we are all creating energetic cords with other people. So the first thing I did was I cut cords. Simple as that. And then I started to do the Ho'oponopono meditation. This is a very powerful meditation from Hawaii that essentially is all about forgiveness. And I started implementing that after my daily grounding and protection meditation, and visualizing this person. I don't want to hold on to hate. I don't want to hold on to anger or anything like that, but I wanted to forgive them, and I wanted, you know, and there's other things that I wanted, but I didn't want, you know, someone's, you know, rude tendencies to rub off on me and to affect my everyday life. So I started implementing the Ho'oponopono, and within 2 or 3 days, I felt a lot better. I really, really did. So those are the things that you can do once you are triggered, because you're going to get triggered because people are assholes and people, you know, still don't quite get it. but those are the steps that I did, you know, after I, you know, my boundaries were bulldozed. I cut cords. I did the Ho'oponopono for like 2 days. And it's, again, it's a very simple meditation. I'm pretty sure that you can go ahead and I'm going to leave a book that I read about Ho'oponopono in the show notes if this is something that you're interested in. It's a very powerful tool that you can implement in so many different ways into your life. And it's only going to help. So you could definitely check that out. I'll have that in the show notes for you, or you can just probably go to YouTube, and there might be a guided meditation for Ho'oponopono. I'm not quite sure, but it's worth checking out. And that's really it. Those are the tools that I use when my boundaries are bulldozed, and I hope that they help you. I hope that, and you know, here's the thing. I don't know about you, but for like the longest time, I can hold a grudge like a motherfucker. Like, that's something that I am well aware of. And it can really, things can really fucking bother me. Like, they used to bother me badly, especially when I was a teenager and my hormones were, you know, going nuts. But these are tools that have really helped that process shorten. You know, a lot of the times, like, you know, someone will say something and then they'll get so pissed off that they'll hold on to this for weeks on end, right? But why do we have to fucking hold on to it? Like, I don't want to fucking hold on to this. Like, this is not my vibe. I don't like that. These tools can really help you with the speeding up the process. For sure, without a doubt, you'll see that you're going to feel better even the day after or the day after that. But I hope that these tools help. I hope that this helps somebody and gives people understanding and allows you guys to be aware of the difference between, you know, your boundaries being bulldozed and your triggers. And I hope everyone has a wonderful day. I hope everybody is enjoying their summer. I hope everybody is doing well. And I love you guys. And thank you so much for tuning in. And that's it. I'll see you guys next week.